Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Our Treasure Chest Thursday rolls on, getting into some Tulane Greenway football. For that, we welcome in one of the best, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate and publisher of the Green Wave Report. Check it out, Jerry Smith. Jerry, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Gary, they got you working on a Thursday now. Pretty soon it'll be a Tuesday and a Wednesday during football season. they're going to switch it around on us.
Also got me working on a Halloween, and then we'll be working at Thanksgiving when Tulane plays Memphis. So it's the holiday season for Tulane football. No team has played on both Halloween and Thanksgiving since two teams in 2020, and I'm not sure any team has ever played a Thursday night game on Halloween and a Thursday night game, and obviously on Thanksgiving on top of that. But that's the deal. So yep, I'm working.
We in the crazy world of football, and Gary. Yeah. Man, I didn't know when they hired Coach Sumrall that if you could repeat, so to speak, what we saw with Willie Fritz. You know, a lot of people are upset with Coach Fritz because he left and went to Houston. I always say this, you did your job when you leave it better than how you took it. And he did. And he really did a great job foundationally building this football team. But anytime you have a coaching change, man, you got a lot of new faces. And you think about it, that's over 45 new faces on this Tulane football team. And if I'd have told you the record today, and I'd have told you 2 weeks before the season, and they're starting a redshirt freshman quarterback that's never taken a snap in a college game, look how well this coach has gotten his team believing in themselves, and it doesn't matter if it's a 20-17 game or a 59-52 game. They're ready to play. Coach Sumrall has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I'm being totally honest when I tell you I'm not surprised at all, because that's how much I like John Sumrall. Yeah, Willie Fritz won 23 games and one conference title in the last 2 years going into this year. John Sumrall won 23 games and two conference titles at Troy after inheriting a team that was pretty talented, but it had a losing record the year before he went there. He just gets it. I could tell he got it when he was a Curtis Johnson assistant, when he was the co-defensive coordinator under Curtis Johnson back in 2012 through 2014, and he's just gotten better from there. And you're right, it's not easy. And, you know, he really did change over the roster because at the end of spring, he realized Tulane might be in a little trouble if they didn't add players because they lost a lot of seniors and a few key transfers off of the Willie Fritz team. He went and got 11 guys, eight of whom had started at least one game after spring practice started and after spring practice ended. And most of those guys are starting every week, and they fit in with the rest of the team. I think they're only going to get better the rest of the year because they're getting comfortable with each other now.
When you have a football team that can run the ball, it really protects your quarterback. I'm not taking anything away from what Mensah's done. But, man, that offensive line and Makai Hughes, and then if they got, you know, you see what Tate Thompson has done and how they've used him, and the backup running backs have really come through. It does go to show you that as much as the game has changed and three, four wide receivers and throwing it all over the field comes down to offensively, if you can run the football, you can protect your quarterback if he ain't a star. And I think you might have one. But, you know, he's still early in the development there. But, man, what has Makai Hughes has done for this football team?
he's just been unbelievable because he's just as good off the field as he is on the field. But yeah, I mean, this guy the last 2 weeks he's carried the ball 57 times. He had and that's another thing. John Sumrall, he looks at his talent and he figures out the best way to win. He's not worried about overusing this guy or doing this or that. I mean, he had the second leading rusher in the country last year at Troy. So he's used to this formula. Yeah, I keep waiting for an opponent to really gear up to stop Mekhi Hughes and try to and load the box because it really hasn't happened yet in conference play. Charlotte really struggles against the run. They're in the hundreds in run defense in the FBS. I would assume that they would come in and stack the box tonight and try to force Mensah to beat them because, yeah, Mensah has a lot of talent. He's played well this year, but he only had to throw 13 passes against North Texas because they did not do that. And Mekhi Hughes ran all over them. And then so the depth, so did Duda Barnes when he came in, too. So I think Darian Mintz is ready to have a huge night if Charlotte tries that. But I've just been surprised that opponents haven't made the number one priority to slow down Mekhi Hughes.
The one thing I thought you'd maybe get a little bit more production with defensively is maybe a little bit of pass rush. Because, you know, because the secondary, man, you had a lot of new pieces there, and he was bringing in guys all over to come in. And that's been solid, but I thought you'd get maybe a little stronger push up front.
Yeah, it was starting to get better. And then on Saturday, they didn't have Patrick Jenkins. His mom had passed away unexpectedly the Sunday before the game, and he didn't play. I think that made a huge factor. It's not that he has a big sack total himself, but he commands so much attention in the middle of the defensive line that it frees other guys. But sure, Aiden Huntington, they were expecting more from him. He started to come on. He didn't do a whole lot against North Texas, but I do think it's better. North Texas has a great scheme. They have a terrific coach in the passing game. That dude, when he was at Incarnate Word, they put up insane numbers. He went to Washington State as an offensive coordinator for 1 year. He had Cam Ward as his quarterback that year, and then in 2 years at North Texas. So it was sort of there. It was a tough scheme for Tulane to face. But we'll find out tonight because Charlotte has had trouble protecting the quarterback. Their freshman quarterback is a pretty good athlete, but he doesn't have a clue about pocket presence or anything like that. I think he's run for almost minus 80 yards this year. And this will be a telling sign tonight whether Tulane can get a lot of pressure on them. I think they're ready to do that. But you're right. The sack totals have not been what they were expecting going into the year.
Whisper in the ear of the North Texas coach, I would say, go find you a defensive coordinator and try to get you some defensive players. I'm not talking about stopping people. I'm talking about slowing them down. Because the first half, they didn't even slow them down. I mean, Tulane went up and down the field.
They lined up with like three high safeties to start the game as if Tulane, as if they were playing a spread offensive team it didn't make any sense. I mean, you can't, they weren't physical enough. And they're a small team too. I noticed that when Tulane, they're a better team than Rice, who Tulane beat the week before, but Rice is a much bigger physical team. So you're right. Cause North Texas has a passing offense to compete for championships, but you can't, you got to play defense too. And that just hadn't happened yet.
Play defense.
You look at this Tulane team, obviously going into this matchup, opened as a 16-point favorite. I think it's now 14.5. But what does this Charlotte team do that could cause problems for Tulane tonight?
Yeah, they've been really inconsistent this year. They have, I think they brought in 44 transfers, which is tied with Colorado for the most. They've lost by 18 or more four different times. But their last home game, they put up 50-plus on East Carolina, helped get East Carolina's coach fired. But East Carolina actually has a pretty good defense. Their offense isn't any good. And then they went to Memphis last Saturday and took the lead with 80 seconds left in the game. And Memphis had to drive down the field and get a touchdown to pull out a win at home. So they've showed some signs that they can be dangerous. Their freshman quarterback, Deshaun Purdy, he didn't even start against Memphis, but he sure finished. He's got a rocket for an arm. I mean, he threw a 61-yard pass in the air on their go-ahead touchdown drive, and it didn't even look like he put any effort into it. So, again, I think the key is Tulane needs to get pressure on him, make him go to his secondary receivers because he doesn't know how to do any of that yet. He just has he's a really good arm talent. The rest, I don't know. I mean, Charlotte's coach, I mean, they're a pick near the bottom of the league. He's a bit of a goofball. It's just hard to get a good read on whether they're really a dangerous opponent or not for Tulane tonight.
Definitely always appreciate the time, Gary. Have a great game, and be talking to you soon. Hopefully the Green Wave keep it on rolling, get six straight tonight.
Thank you, Gary.
That's their plan.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate, and also the publisher of the GreenWaveReport.com. Check out his work there. Also at Gear Smith on Twitter.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.